Today FM's Suburban
6. Giving you a lift home in the Mitsubishi Colt. The most fuel-efficient 1.5 litre in its class.
Love number 2. Car.
Hey, welcome back to the Black Tree Studio. We have with us today Miss Santorino. In this short interview, we are just going to ask some simple questions about how the variety of technology we have in the school is helping to transform the learning process for the students. I know that you're the careers advisor who is responsible for many students.
Well, I got a question. What do you feel about the use of websites for careers in investigation? Will it improve the chances of in finding a career?
Yes, I find that there are so many careers websites out there that students can access at any time of the day or night, which makes it much easier for them if they have a question and it's on a weekend or it's night time and they're not at school. They can find that information out for themselves. So there's so many places that they can be looking. Sometimes it can be hard because there are so many places.
Is the students' access to the departmental system effective? Since there is lots of students tend to forget their username and passwords and login, and other therefore can't access their emails.
The school has been trying to get students used to using their departmental emails and using their usernames and passwords to log into the system correctly. It makes it so much easier for students and me in particular, because I don't usually see classes face to face all that often. So if I can send out emails to students with information that they might find relevant or useful, it makes it so much easier for me. So I think the more teachers in general in the school push the system, the more likely the students are to be using it all the time, sorting out any problems they have with their usernames and passwords, and get used to using the system. It'll make it much easier for them and all the rest of the teachers as well.
As a careers advisor, you must have a variety of websites that are useful to many students in finding the right jobs and training options. Can you possibly tell us some of the most useful websites?
Yeah, there are so many websites out there. One that I really, really think is a very valuable one is called My Future. So that's just My Future, all one word. And it's a really good website, because it's what we call a portal. So there are so many links to hundreds of other websites that students can access. So there's information there about TAFE and training courses, TAFE and training options. There's information about jobs, so it links to the job guide. There's information on there about work opportunities. There's also too a section there called My Quiz, where students can do a careers interest test, and lots of other features. As well as that, I subscribe to a website called Career Central, which is also too a very valuable option for students, where there are lots of newsletters that are sent out with different dates for open days and scholarship information. There's another posting as well too that comes out with job vacancies and things like that. So there are so many websites out there, but they're probably two of my favourite ones.
How about the use of the internet in the library? There have been some issues relating to the blocking of internet sites, and some students are very frustrated when they can't find online information.
Yes, I know. I have referred students to their library and to do some work there. I've given them some information to be looking up, and it does get quite frustrating for them when they can't actually get onto some of the sites, or there's a problem, the network might be down, or all sorts of things happen. Sometimes it's extremely slow, and they just get very frustrated doing that sort of thing. So either they just walk away from it, or they will try and find the information in print form, or they just can't be bothered. So it's a real shame if that sort of thing happens. But, you know, it just seems to be a problem when there are so many students using the network at all the same time, and it can be very frustrating.
What do you think might happen to the students if they have to use slow computers in their research and findings?
Well, as I just said, they probably just tend to walk away or come to me. I seem to be the bearer of all information and all knowledge for some students. There's lots of information that's on the internet that's also too available in print form. So if they can't find it online or it's too slow to try and get it online, they'll try and come to me and see if I have the information in print. But quite often, what's in print is not as up to date as what's online, so it can be a bit of a problem that way.
Okay, thanks Mr. Santorino for providing us with this valuable information.
We'll be back after a break for more exciting news.
You didn't just tune in, did you? The show's over, fool.
Aww.
That wasn't good enough for you?
The most popular music platform on the web.